Watching Europe's reaction to Trump's sudden announcement. So, Chris, how is this news landing in Europe?
Well, it's pretty late here when this framework deal broke, and it's not even really clear if European leaders, Denmark's, Greenland's, were really even part of these negotiations. But every European leader felt that this crisis over Greenland was totally unnecessary. It had become self-destructive for NATO and for Europe. So the early reaction we're hearing is, thank goodness. Denmark's Foreign Minister Lars Løkke Rasmussen said, the day ends better than it started. What's important for us is that we end this in a way that respects the Greenlandic people. Sweden's Foreign Minister Maria Stenergard said, we have repeated that we will not be blackmailed. It appears that our work together with allies has had an impact. Just one cautionary note so far from Germany's finance minister, Lars Klingbeil. He warned against premature optimism. Don't get your hopes up too soon, he said, because no one has seen this framework yet. And remember, just a few hours before that, Susan, Donald Trump was at that Davos gathering, basically saying that Denmark owed the United States Greenland payback, if you will, for decades of military support. That's all I'm asking for, he said. But he did provide that first hint of a climb down when he said there would not be a military force used to take the island. After that, one Danish analyst we talked to said, maybe Trump finally is getting the sense that the price for getting this is going to be too high, that was finally getting through to the White House.